Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
People need to know who the hell's in charge here. What the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers episode. God, it's been so long. Jamie, what episode is this?
180. Can you believe it?
108. I feel 180 with this pandemic. By the way, there's a pandemic going on. If you're listening to this episode like a year from now, hopefully there won't be a pandemic. But right now, there's a pandemic.
Yes.
We haven't done an episode. We didn't do one for all of August. So apologies to everyone. There wasn't a lot to talk about, but boy, is there a lot to talk about now.
Oh, yeah.
So in case you missed it, which I can't imagine you did since you're listening to a Walking Dead podcast, the good folks over at The Walking Dead announced that they are ending the show after season 11. There'll be the finale coming up on October 4th.
That I'm excited about.
There will be 6 bonus episodes early in 21.
Woo!
And then I guess at the end of 21, they will premiere 24 episodes of season 11 and then end the show. There'll be a spinoff, The Daryl and Carol Show. That's not the name. And so we're going to talk about all of this stuff, but your initial reaction, Jamie, was what?
I cried. I needed a moment. It was really upsetting.
I was obviously, a little sad. And then I thought all of the IDs we have of, like, the cast members will be cast members of The Walking Dead, but that show won't be on anymore. So we'll need to get new IDs. IDs are like, hey, this is Norman Reedus. You're listening to Walkers and Talkers, which we don't have. But we have a lot of the cast members who do that for us. I'm going to keep using those. I don't care.
Those are fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I have some theories about why they're doing this. There's some theories online, so we'll discuss some of that. But let's focus on The Walking Dead finale, which, again, as a reminder, October 4th. So we're less than a month away.
Yeah, so excited.
There is a new trailer out for the show, for the finale. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's got some more bonus footage. So make sure you find that on YouTube. The Walking Dead World Beyond, another reminder, series premiere right after the finale of The Walking Dead. That'll be at 10 o'clock. Now, did you watch the new trailer for World Beyond, Jamie?
I did. There was like that walker with bees and they added some new footage.
Yeah. So what Jamie's talking about is it looks like maybe a dead walker or just a corpse of a walker. I don't know what it is. It's a dead zombie, I guess, which is redundant, but there's bees flying out of its mouth.
Like a honeycomb walker.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So it looks like the World Beyond, now that it's finally been streamlined in all these montages of mess they keep showing, it's 4 kids and then 2 adults go out to save them. So it looks like there's 6 of them to begin with, and they leave, I guess, where did we say they were? Nebraska?
Yeah, Nebraska. Right? Yep.
Right. They're in Nebraska, and they get a dot matrix printer message from their father, who allegedly is working on a cure, And he left to go to another compound, maybe, or another location. And they go to find him because he says his safety is not insured. He's not sure he's safe.
He's a biochemist and a geneticist. And he left the community right. to spread the knowledge that he has. So that's why he's gone.
Right. Now, they get a message. He's somewhere in New York. See, now, when you're from the New York City area, which is the little part at the bottom of New York, where the massive crowds of people live.
Yes.
you think of New York as that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what now, then we think of upstate New York as everything else.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And upstate New York is 100 times bigger than New York City, but doesn't have a lot of people living up there comparatively to New York City. But people upstate consider New York City downstate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's an area in New York State all the way west, like probably closer to like Rochester near the Great Lakes. So now you're getting closer to Ohio at this point than New York City, called Portland, New York.
Hmm.
The reason I mention that, in one of the scenes in World Beyond, there's a banner that talks about the three communities, and one of them says Portland. So people are saying it's got to be Portland, New York, because there's obviously a Portland, Oregon. There's a Portland, Maine, which I love Portland, Maine. I've never been to Portland, New York. So I think they're going to try to walk from Nebraska. They say it's 1,100 miles.
That's far.
on foot, right.
Oh, boy.
Fear the Walking Dead, reminder, premieres October 11th. And then there's a Walking Dead Universe preview special, Sunday, September 27th at 8 p.m., It's the crew of The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead Beyond. I assume that's going to be on AMC. So look for that again, September 27th. Let's talk about the Walking Dead extended 11th season. 24 episodes. Your Scott M. Gimple said in a press release, it's been 10 years gone by, which is a playoff of, was it Days Gone By was the first episode?
Yes.
10 years gone by. What lies ahead are two more to come, two more years of Rite of Current mm-hmm. Walking Dead. And stories to tell beyond that. What's clear is that this show has been about the living, made by a passionate cast, a team of writers, producers, and crew, bringing to life the vision put forth by Robert Kirkman in his brilliant comic. Which, by the way, thanks for ending the comic, Kirkland. Because now the show's ending.
I know.
And supported by the best fans in the world, he added, this will be a grand finale that will lead to new premieres. Evolution is upon us. The Walking Dead lives. They did talk about how it's far from over. There will be two spinoffs. There'll be the Daryl and Carol show, and Gimple is working on a new show called Tales of the Walking Dead.
Really?
Which will be an episodic anthology with individual episodes and story arcs of episodes focused on new or existing characters, backstories, and other standalone experiences.
Mm.
So, I'm into that. So we might see, let's say, King Ezekiel rise to power, how he became King Ezekiel. We might see Abraham again. And we might see what happened to Maggie, possibly, when she left to go to Commonwealth. So it's endless as to what they could put in that show. I feel like it could be... Do you remember the webisodes that they had the first three seasons of The Walking Dead?
Oh, absolutely.
It was 6 to 8, 10-minute shows about other people in the apocalypse,
yep.
anywhere in the country, USA, and just dealing with walkers. So I like that idea of every week or whatever the series is going to be of different shows. So that's cool. Jamie, you have some information for us on Maggie and Negan?
Yes. Yeah, so The Walking Dead reportedly is developing other spinoffs, but they are not developing a Maggie or Negan spinoff.
Damn it!
I know, I'm so upset. I want to see what happens with Negan.
Well, maybe there'll be a Negan episode or two, or a couple episodes in the Tales of the Walking Dead. The good thing about that show, to save money, because a lot of them will be flashbacks and standalones, they don't have to use Alexandria or Hilltop. They can just film Negan in a school or an apartment building or whatever, anywhere they want to film to tell the story.
So true.
Right? Now, Maggie at the Commonwealth, if they want to show those episodes, I kind of feel like those will be part of the 6 episodes next year because they already have the Commonwealth set because that will be season 11.
That makes sense.
Okay. Edit. This is me dropping this in after Jamie and I finish recording because there's an update. In an interview with Kelly and Ryan, Lauren Cohan implied she's filming now in Georgia, which means she's probably going to be filming those 6 episodes on her Commonwealth storyline. Here she is.
And I'm in Georgia now getting ready to shoot, which is now going to be sort of part of the still season 10. We're doing this big chunk of episodes.
Okay, let's take a break and we will return to the normal timeline right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When I first heard The Walking Dead was being canceled and there's going to be a spinoff, right? The first thing I thought was the stories of everyone else is done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to see, I mean, I assume Princess isn't going to go on the Daryl and Carol show.
No,
right?
Probably
so
not.
Prince, like, I'm not saying they all die. I'm not saying that. They may all go to the Commonwealth and Daryl and Carol may say, you know what? We're going to New Mexico, right? We don't want to live in the Commonwealth. We're out. And everybody else lives happily ever after
at
the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
That may be. But even then, we won't see any more Eugene.
Oh, I know. I want to know what happens.
Right. Does Judith go with Daryl and Carol? Does Judith, we don't know who's going to live, but let's say some of them live. I have to assume they're going to end up at the Commonwealth, right? They all kind of go there.
Yeah.
The Oceanside people. I mean, something, they're going to put in something that's going to kill a lot of these cast members.
I think so, too.
By the way, a lot of the cast members found out on Twitter that the show was ending, which I thought was kind of
that's shitty.
I mean, how do you not tell people, you know? I'm sad about the storyline. So as much as we're going to have Walking Dead with Daryl and Carol, who we love, and Walkers, and the same people working on the show, it's going to be only a couple of them. What's your theory on Judith? What's she going to do?
I think she's going to, maybe they'll have a flash forward or grow up, but maybe she'll go with Daryl and Carol somewhere and grow up with them and stay with them.
Well, she's what, 10 years old now, 12?
About that.
Roughly, right? So if there's a time jump after the Whisperer War, then maybe a new actress. I don't think they want to replace her as an actress, though, because she's so great.
She is.
But maybe she's 15 all of a sudden, 14, 13, 14. They may keep her as the actress she is now, but when the show ends, they may do a time jump right at the end to show everyone living happily with their families in Commonwealth, right? And maybe Judith is now like 19, 20, 21 years old. Then she gets a spinoff.
That would be amazing. I would watch that.
I'm just trying to think, would anybody else go with Daryl and Carol? I feel like they're going to jump on a motorcycle and leave. But how do they still have gas? They must get gas from Commonwealth, right?
They must
get the fuel from Commonwealth. Because the gas would have gone bad. You're talking about 20 years into the apocalypse,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Close to it, 15, whatever it's been. So I don't know how they run off. So what happens to Negan, right? Does he die in the last season? I just feel there's so much more Negan backstory, but is there front story? In other words, does he have a character arc if he doesn't have the people who know his evil history around him? Right? If he just goes to Commonwealth, they don't know or care who he was.
No, they don't.
Then it doesn't make him interesting.
That's a valid point.
So I'm sad for all the people that aren't going to make the spinoff. I feel like their stories are ending.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
So now that it's ending, AMC has put out a thing. It's a little braggadocious, but they said Walking Dead premiered on Halloween night in 2010 as the number one cable series launch of all time. Later surpassed by other AMC series, Fear the Walking Dead, Better Call Saul, and Into the Badlands. Fuck you, Into the Badlands. And is the most...
F you, Into the Badlands.
Yeah, by the way, explicit. And is the most watched series in cable history. All right. It was also the first cable series to become the number one show in all of television, including broadcast, a rank it held for 5 consecutive years. In its current 10th season, The Walking Dead remains the number one series on basic cable for the 11th consecutive Woo! Year. All of the top 73 cable entertainment telecasts for the past decade have been airings of The Walking Dead. How about that?
Amazing.
Doesn't say what show 74 is, which would have been nice. Yeah. But it's not The Walking Dead. I mean, it could be it's not the premiere of Fear The Walking Dead, but it did set a record. It said that Fear was the huge premiere, but it doesn't say. It says The Walking Dead. So I guess Fear maybe is 74. Who knows? Who knows?
Who
now,
knows?
I mentioned that a lot of the cast found out online. You have some of the reactions to the release of the statement?
Yes. Yeah, so Kari Payton tweeted out, all he wrote was all good things. That's all that he wrote.
Yeah, he wants to keep his job.
And then Chandler Rigg said, truly the end of a legacy era in television. I was the biggest fan of the show while it was on, and I will continue to watch until the very end. I am so excited to see how it closes.
Now, as far as Daryl and Carol getting a spinoff, we didn't think they were going to die on the show, but it does tell you blatantly they're not going to die on the show.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Now, you can't give them a backstory. You can't find, like, a year in the timeline. Like, you could go back to the time jump after Rick died. Carol was on a boat and Daryl was in the woods. But if you go back in the past and do a flashback, if there was some time to do that, then you know they don't die on that show either.
Yep.
You can't do a flashback.
No.
So it's got to be in the future. It's got to be and if it's their spinoff, you can't kill them either.
No.
I mean, I understand you wouldn't kill them off. You have the statements that Norman Reedus and Melissa McBride made when the announcement was made, you said?
Yes. So Norman said, I'm thankful for AMC's love and support and know there's much more story to tell and so much more to bring the best fans in the world. Daryl's relationship with Carol has always been my favorite relationship on the show. I love the way these characters interact and relate to each other on so many levels and can't wait to see where the ride goes from here.
Okay.
And then Melissa McBride said, I've always enjoyed working so closely with Norman throughout these many seasons. In playing Carol and as a viewer of the show, I've also always been intrigued with Daryl and Carol, and by what so early on between them, even then, felt somehow bound.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were both in abusive relationships. Daryl was abused by his father and his brother. And, you know, Carol was abused by her husband. So
yeah,
I get that.
Sad.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to pick anyone to be in the spinoff, it should be them.
Oh, those are my top choices.
I also feel like they're going to be involved with the Rick movies. Like, I feel like they may leave Commonwealth when they get clues to Rick being alive. Or they may, you know, like at some point, Virgil's going to tell them about the boots. You know, it's possible with the show ending. If they all end up in Commonwealth, my gut tells me it's possible Michonne will come back for the finale.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, it depends on whether or not she found Rick.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe Daryl and Carol go off with Judith to go to the movies to find Rick and Michonne. They reunite, and then Carol and Daryl go off on their own. Like, I feel like they have to be in the movies.
Oh, they have to be.
Right?
Well, they should be.
The three movies won't be done by the time the show ends, so it's not like Rick could come back for the... Unless he films a flashback or something.
Mm.
Like, but he said he'd never be back on The Walking Dead. He didn't say he would never be back on the Carol and Daryl show.
He did say that.
How about that?
That's true.
Right. He could show up on the Carol and Daryl show or in the anthology show.
Oh, he totally could.
I
would love that.
He'll look much older, but I saw somewhere somebody suggested doing a Rick Shane episode of the anthology show where they were police officers.
Hmm.
Like, just show them as normal people in the pre-apocalyptic times.
Oh, like the very first episode of season one, where they were sitting in the car and just hanging out.
Exactly. There's a new video released. It's on YouTube. It's called The End of the Walking Dead. It's a montage narrated by Maggie, obviously it's Lauren Cohan's voice, but it's the character of Maggie, about being strangers before the outbreak, how they never would have even given each other a second glance if they met on the street, but now they're family. And it's clips from Morgan and Dwayne right up until current time.
Man, that made me cry.
Now, they show a lot of dead characters, obviously. People have died. Spoiler, people died.
There's
one quick scene at the end where there's fire, and then in the fire, there's a sneak peek of a Commonwealth soldier.
What?
The Commonwealth soldiers wear white armor.
Yeah.
Not like the stormtroopers, but white armor with red stripes on their arm. And in this footage, in this montage, you see the arm and the body and a little bit of the head of a Commonwealth soldier.
I cried through that so hard I missed it.
Oh, nice. I don't have the Jamie's crying clip working from home.
Oh.
I'll have to re-edit the clip off the original song from Van Halen, so I have it at home. So we'll do that. I have to get the IDs loaded in so we can play the IDs in the podcast again. I've been lazy.
It's fine.
I've been lazy for 6 months. The Commonwealth soldier in the comic books, they meet Eugene and his bicycle riding group at the rail yard. So that's where they're headed to meet Stephanie in the rail yard. So I guess they meet at least one soldier. So maybe they bring some soldiers back to the hospital for the big Walker showdown.
Oh, yeah. They're going to need the help.
Maybe Maggie and the gang show up. I don't know. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Now, I have to check to see if my AMC, what is it? AMC Plus?
Premier,
what is it called?
I think.
Whatever the AMC is. Don't tweet me. Whatever it is, I have it. I put it for a year. I have to see if my year is up, because if not, maybe I get the finale early.
I think you still have some time on that. I think you should be good.
I hope so. So, speaking of Daryl and Carol, what do you know about where and when it's going to take place?
So a representative from AMC told us that they don't know where the spinoff will take place, but there was some talk, like in one episode, Carol's like, let's go to Rain be pirates. And Daryl's like, no, I can't be cooped on a boat. Let's go to New Mexico. So maybe they may head to New Mexico on a motorcycle together or something like that. But I think they're going to end up there. I'm not totally sure.
Obviously, the timelines don't match up right now because Fear the Walking Dead is about 6.5-7 years behind The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But let's say Daryl and Carol go west on a motorcycle. We'll obviously see their adventures as they cross the country.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But if they're coming from Georgia and they're going, well, Alexandria, Virginia, if they're coming from Virginia and they're going to New Mexico, odds are they got to drive through Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where the Fear the Walking Dead cast is and where Dwight is.
Yep.
How cool would that be if Carol and Daryl went through Texas, bumped into the Fear cast, saw Dwight and Sherry, and then were like, hey, man, you followed your dream. Good for you. And we're on our way to New Mexico.
That would be sick.
But like, didn't hate Dwight anymore. Because at that point, it's 7, 8, 9 years later.
A long time.
Right? Because once Dwight left, they did a seven-year time jump.
Yeah.
6.5, whatever it was. They did a 1-year time jump and then a 6-year time jump. So that fight between Dwight and Daryl, that's going to be a long time between, you know, when he's mad at him. And he may be like, listen, it was a war. It's over. I'm done. Because at that point, he might be friends with Negan, too.
Yeah. He probably let it go.
Jamie, what are we going to be watching the next week or two to get ready for the finale?
So starting at very random time, 4:19 a.m. on October 4th, the first 15 episodes of The Walking Dead Season 10 will air as part of a marathon leading into the season finale. So the marathon even includes a bonus episode of Season 10, Episode 15. So 4:19 a.m. it starts.
Nice.
So after The Walking Dead and World Beyond premiere, there will be Talking Dead, which I think is going to be starting around midnight, which is way late for me, so I'll be taping it. But the guests so far are Norman Reedus and currently unannounced guests.
Nice. All right. The Walking Dead Universe experience will be streaming on IMDb TV. I didn't even know if that existed, but apparently there's an IMDb.
Oh, I use it.
Have you? Actually, I do have the app on my Fire Stick. I shouldn't say I didn't know that. I did know that. AMC Networks and Amazon are partnering to bring the Walking Dead Universe Experience channel, IMDb's free and ad-supported streaming service. Select full episodes from past seasons will be available. Never-before-seen behind-the-scenes footage, bonus content, original digital series cast interviews, fan-favorite episodes. It'll also have Fear the Walking Dead, Friday Night In with the Morgans, which you like.
Love that show.
All right, with Jeffrey Dean and his wife. And, of course, episodes of Ride with Norman Reedus. Now, I got a lot more to talk about. Let's take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, so Uproxx.com had a list of reasons they believe that The Walking Dead has ended, and I'm going to add in mine. If you have any, please add in as well. The first reason they gave was Robert Kirkman's source material dried up. In other words, the comic's ending, so let's end the show, which is 80 to 90% based on the storylines of the comic. I'll buy that as a partial reason.
Oh, that makes sense.
This way they can say whatever they want and do whatever they want, not be tied to any comic book outcome, any comic book storyline, and do their own thing. However, Fear the Walking Dead is doing their own thing, and it's been an up and down series.
Definitely.
So Kirkman may need to do a new comic book. That's all I'm saying. They said it might be a way for them to build the hype for the Rick Grimes movies. So to get people back in to the world of The Walking Dead and to get people more excited about the show. Hey, the show's going to end. You better tune in now and watch what happens if you stopped watching for a while.
See what happens.
The third reason they gave was that cast members are leaving.
Oh, they're jumping ship.
Sinequa Martin Green left to do Star Trek. Christian Serratos plays Rosita, is leaving to do Netflix's Selena TV series. Denai Guerrero left. And so maybe a lot of the actors are like, hey, we're kind of done. And so this is a way for them to say, okay, we're going to start with Daryl and Carol and then all new people that are hungry and want to be on the show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because they're done. Like mentally, they're done. And you're not going to recast
everybody.
No,
you can't.
Finally, their fourth reason was it's mostly about the money.
Hmm.
Now, you're saying, well, why would it be about the money? Why would they end the show? Well, they make a huge amount of money from streaming rights, which was sold to Netflix years ago, and Netflix is much bigger than it was years ago, and they probably can't renegotiate the streaming rights.
Probably not.
And so by having a new show pared down, number one, you're going to spend less money on your cast, because anyone who's not Daryl and Carol is going to make a lot less money than the other main characters on The Walking Dead.
So true.
Right? So now you've only got 2 stars, not 12. And you can now, you can renegotiate your ad rates with sponsors. You can renegotiate your streaming rights because you can say it's a new show.
Yeah.
Even though it may be just about the same show, it's a new show, new name.
True.
Now, here's my theory. In addition to all of that, I have a theory about why they didn't just do a season 11 and a season 12.
I'm curious.
Why they're doing it all in one big season 11.
Okay.
I think it's possible that contracts with the actors might be tied to a season.
Oh.
In other words, Josh McDermott may have signed up his contract through season 11. Well, if you do a season 12, you don't have him and he's going to want to raise. But if you make season 11, 24 episodes, he's locked into that rate
Sneaky?
For the whole season.
Sneaky, right?
And if you make the 6 bonus episodes part of season 10, you get the actors at season 10 rates.
Exactly. You're right. Yep.
Same with sponsors. You get sponsors who are locked in for season 11. You now get them for 24 episodes. So I think it has a lot to do with contracts and not as much to do with giving us a big, super big season. If it made more sense for them to drag it out 2 more years, they would.
I agree.
I think because of the pandemic and having to delay the show, they want to get as many episodes in by the end of 2022 as they can. And if they went for a new season, they may not have premiered the next season till October, which would have brought you into 2024.
Yeah.
If the pandemic didn't hit, we'd be in season 11 now and season 12 next year.
Yeah.
Next October would have been season 12, and that would have ended the show.
Absolutely.
I think it's all contract-based. That's what I'm going with. Any thoughts on your part as to why?
Well, I think the first step going down this downward spiral was Kirkman ending the comics. And then I have to agree with you. I think the contracts have a lot to do with it. Because the pandemic, everything got paused and dragged out. And now they're just going to have a loophole around it to get the actors to stay and the sponsors to stay.
There you go. So we are roughly 2 weeks away from the premiere.
Yay!
So I would say our next episode will be closer to the premiere. But it was great getting back on the zombie horse.
So much.
Hopefully the horse won't get eaten like most of them do.
Oh, like Buttons in season 5.
Yeah, but then again, a horse threw Rick, and that's why Rick's off the show. So.
Okay.
Damn that horse. Damn that horse. All right. Well, listen, whether or not Negan is on the spinoff or not, we're still going to quote him at the end of all of our episodes. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Jamie, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.